Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. Thanks for being here this morning. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan returns tomorrow. Dylan is behind the glass, always starting some controversy. Today's about chicken sandwiches. We do have a mic'd up coming up in a moment.
Can I tell a very quick story about my chicken sandwich top five Tuesday list?
Go for it.
So, shout out to my mom. She was listening. So, my mom, just for a little bit of lore, she works for the city of Fayetteville. And Dan Cathy, which is Truett Cathy's son, Truett Cathy obviously was the founder, owner of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So she works very closely with Dan Cathy. And so she texted me, I'm headed to a meeting with Dan Cathy this morning. I won't tell him you put Chick-fil-A as number two on your list.
Yeah. Careful with that.
Yeah.
We love some Chick-fil-A.
I love Chick-fil-A. Had Chick-fil-A what? Couple days ago, did a little survey and everything, got me another free chicken sandwich. So there you go.
Chick-fil-A.
Exactly.
We have a mic'd up coming up in a moment. Obviously, Falcons have had their bye week. For the season, they stand at 2-2. Coming off that win over the Commanders, Buffalo is headed into town on Monday. Mike, you're a former Falcon. You've been through the bye weeks. What is it like? What kinds of things are they adjusting right now?
Well, they're doing a lot of self-scouting. They're understanding more so during the bye week than they ever will. And this is one of the other things that stinks about the early bye week. I think when you look at an early bye week, a lot of people look at it and say, oh, man, you'd love to have that later in the year when you've played more games and you're a little bit more dinged up. The other thing is you don't really have as big of a sample size when it comes to self-scouting, and that's what you do during a bye week. You go back and look at your own film through the first 4 weeks in this instance, and you figure out, you know, what you've been tempted to do the most on second down and medium, or, you know, third and long situations, the passing concepts that you've been running. They don't have as big a sample size. And so I think that they're going to have to really dig in deep and understand where this offense is going and where it's sort of coming from. And, you know, I think that's up to Zach Robinson. He is now in year two. You have already made moves, and T.J. Yates and everybody else being involved in this passing game. But I think you have to look at – I think I would start with, if I was Zach Robinson, start to look at the plays that were not successful given the situation. And when I mean successful plays, there's actually a formula for this. Did you gain 5 yards on first down? Did you gain 70% of the necessary yards on second down? And did you convert on third down? Those are successful plays. You want a very high rate in those categories. I have to think that's what he's doing during the bye week. The good news is your head coach, Raheem Morris, does understand offensive football. He can kind of get with you on some of the concepts, the passing concepts, and other things that you're doing in the backfield. So that's what I think they've been doing over the last week. And hopefully whenever the players show back up, I do believe the players are there today, if I'm not mistaken. I know there is some media availability later on this afternoon. And then, you know, in a normal week, you'd go to work on Wednesday. If it's Monday Night Football, you're going to work on Thursday. I think that they're probably practicing today and then getting back after it on Thursday to start more Buffalo game prep. But I think they're probably spending today ironing out some of those details.
With the bye week, I mean, there was, of course, other games were happening. If you could cherry pick, I know we mentioned the Jags and Chiefs game. You saw some things that you kind of were thinking, maybe if that could be implemented into the Falcons offense, that would be great. Could you kind of cherry pick some of the other things you've seen that you would like to see the Falcons do?
Well, and it's tough because first and foremost, you have to find something that fits who you are schematically and personnel-wise. Like, you're not going to go to a team that runs 80% under center and ever think that that's going to be what we do. And I know there's fans listening going, oh, I wish we did that. Like, that would be awesome. The play action pass works better from that. I wouldn't mind, and I haven't seen this, but I would not mind if we ran wide zone from under center more. And this, I can just see flashes of Peyton Manning handing off to Edger and James on their outside zone, wide zone concept stuff. Our wide zone hits a little bit tighter than theirs did with Edger and James and guys like Terrell Davis in years past. It's a little bit more of a mid zone where it's a, you know, an aim and point of the butt of the tackle. It cuts back a little bit earlier. I don't know if that's because we run it out of the pistol or if that's the reason we run it out of the pistol, but it's just tough. I would think you're probably going to the Rams. That's where he came from. That's the Sean McVay system you're probably looking at. You're probably understanding, you know, some of their duo concepts, some of the other things that they're able to run. But you have at times started to kind of go down the Todd Monken system where you've run wham. You try to do it, and it was not successful last week. So there are things out there. You'll try to marry up personnel. Who has, you know, a power slot guy like Drake London at wide receiver one? Who has a speed guy like Darnell Mooney at wide receiver two? Who has a, you know, a speed tight end at wide receiver three? And who plays with a fullback H-back the way we do Charlie Warner? Then you marry those concepts up. But here's the one thing I do know. We have been most successful when Charlie Warner is on the field. So I would find a way to actually get him the ball in given situations in crunch time. I know he's got good hands. He's made catches in the past, slip screens, things like that, maybe even a draw play to Charlie Warner to just get the defense thinking.
I can't remember if it was you that brought this up. Somebody brought this up to me. I don't remember if it was you or not. But do you think it could be a possibility that because the Falcons had such an early bye week that we saw the, and you talked about it, some wham, some duo, some of the experimental things that Zach Robinson has sprinkled in. Do you think because they had such an early bye week that maybe he, and I think most coaches kind of do this anyway, even if they have a later bye week, but you kind of hold some stuff back because of that early bye week and, you know, you want to see the stuff you sprinkled in, okay, let's see how it works, see if we want to keep it in or maybe leave it out. And then now moving forward after the bye week, you start to throw in, like you said, more of those wrinkles, more of those add-ons that we were talking about earlier to where, okay, this play worked well for us. What wrinkle can we add on to it to keep the defense guessing?
I don't think they're necessarily holding things back, but I would say that there has probably been certain plays in the playbook that they don't feel like they've had the opportunity to run against specific defenses. You know, you run wham and trap against defenses that penetrate. You run zone schemes and wide zone schemes against teams that two-gap, and you force them to try to hold their gap as you kind of skate down the line of scrimmage. There's just certain defensive fronts that you like to run things against. And we mentioned, I made a big deal about it, and Dave Archer did on the broadcast as well, that they ran power a couple weeks ago, and it was like, oh, my God, they have it in the playbook. They can run power. And the play, and actually, it was counter now that I think about it. It
and
was
a the pulling guard.
Yeah, pulling guard with Matthew Bergeron. They ran counter, not power. So you look at it and say it's there, but you do have to have very specific instances. And it's probably not a, hey, let's hold on to it, but it could be more along the lines of let's practice it a little bit longer till we iron out some of the kinks and make it a good play. And so that you could have had things in the playbook where you really liked Caleb McGarry being the blocker for it, and maybe you don't like Elijah Wilkinson as much, and you say, all right, let's find different ways or different fronts to run this against, and let's kind of go from there. So it's definitely an opportunity to kind of do that. I think they've probably done that, and I can't wait to see how that rolls out here in about 5-6 days.
Well, and quick reminder that our wall-to-wall coverage of this Monday's Falcons-Bills game starts at 11 a.m. with a special broadcast from the Signia by Hilton Hotel. Dukes and Bell will be joined by Randy McMichael from Nest on Ford, the Signia Sports Bar overlooking Mercedes-Benz Stadium, as they break down Monday night's matchup. Come out and get your tailgate started early with Dukes and Bell and Randy McMichael Monday from 11 to 3 at the Signia by Hilton on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Allen, pressure comes. Josh turns. And the throw. There's a catch there. He's gone. Milano. Milano's going to go. He's at row 10. He's at row 15. He might get a beer. Milano, where are you going, man? It's your moment. Milano, row 40, led by Allen. He's going to take it the distance. Maybe it wasn't his seat. Maybe he's one of the on TV. He's gone.
Reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Guys, I have a very simple question. Was it worth it for this guy? He's been the fan heard around the world. I don't know that I would run away with the football. Is that just the ex-football player in me going, dude, it's just a football? You're in your seat at a primetime game for the Buffalo Bills on Sunday Night Football. You're telling me you are ready to give up the rest of your evening for a souvenir football. I can't say that I would have done the same thing.
So I'm going to answer your question with another question. He couldn't have kept the ball anyway because they throw it away. Like, would they have wanted the ball back? Like what?
They wanted the ball back for sure.
Oh, okay.
1,000%. It's just like an NBA game for a lot of them.
I got you.
You know, you'll see if like the field goal misses the net, you'll see the guys down there be like, hey, throw it back. It's not like baseball where it's just a dime a dozen. Like these footballs are conditioned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rubbed on with brushes and things like that. They're like, hey, I want that back.
So now I'll go back to your original question and answer it with my actual statement. I don't think it's worth it.
I would either.
I think the experience of, hey, catching the football, saying you caught it, getting your little bit of TV time, showing off the arm to the rest of the Bills organization, everybody else there, throwing it back, and that would have been cool because this seat was, I think his seat was way too good to give up.
Bro, you're in the front row.
I'm not giving up my seat. I'll give the ball back.
I'm not doing it.
And he just threw the ball away. It's not like it was some special ball. Like, it literally, you caught a ball that was thrown away. It's not that deep. Just give it back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know.
Keep your seat.
Allie, I wouldn't do it.
He's going to show it to every single person that comes to his house, though, and be like, I was the guy. I personally could not do it. However, there is a different person telling him something
before
he runs away.
He's like, go.
It's
go,
like
man,
his
go.
Wife or his girlfriend. Someone leans over and talks to him and says something in his ear. Now, I would try to get Grant McCauley to run away.
Grant, go, Grant,
get away.
I have to think this guy has like season tickets and he's been in this situation before and he was like, man, if this ever happens again, I'm going to tuck it under my shirt and I'm going to take off running.
It's a good call.
But I wouldn't do it. Like, what am I going to give it to my kid? My kid's going to throw it in a mud puddle in the backyard. You know what I mean? He's not going to understand the significance of it. But maybe you're right, Allie. It's a good point. It's a good story piece, if you will. Maybe it's sitting on his coffee table right now and he has a lot of pride in it.
But he's going to tell the wrong person. And they're going to out him.
Yeah. But I don't, like, what can you do at this point if you're the Bills? You can't like, want the ball back or you can't, like, take away his season tickets. You would be just absolutely destroyed on social media. So it is what it is at this point. I wouldn't have done it, though. I'm just being honest. I wouldn't have done it.
I know. We're rule followers around here. Yeah. Coming up, we've got national NFL writer for The Athletic, Mike Jones, joining us. Do you think he would take it?
Good question.
We'll find out. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.